and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz at the Vatican today. Pope Francis prayed for the victims of today's horrific plane crash in South Korea. 179 people died when the plane slammed into a wall at the end of the runway at an airport in the southwest of the country and exploded into a huge fireball. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
Amid wailing from grieving relatives at Muan International Airport, questions are being asked about what caused this Boeing 737-800 to crash land. Due to reported black box damage, it could take weeks to gain clarity. But for now, identifying victims has been the tragic task, taking up much of the day and now night.
CBS News transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt says American investigators will help determine the cause of the crash.
Under international treaties, when there's a product that is manufactured in the United States, such as a Boeing 737, the Korean authorities will invite the NTSB to participate in the investigation as an accredited representative.
Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev says the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed last week in Kazakhstan was shot down by Russia.
Russia tarafı Azerbaijan'dan özür istemelidir.
He said the plane was hit from the ground over Russia and rendered uncontrollable by electronic warfare. Konul Kalilova is editor of the BBC's Azerbaijan service.
Aliyev said that Russia must acknowledge its guilt, and he also demanded that those responsible must be punished, brought to justice, and compensation must be paid to the Azerbaijani state. Putin initiated another phone call today and had a conversation with President Aliyev again about the plane crash. This is a second call since yesterday. We don't know the details yet, as they have not been made public.
Wednesday's crash killed 38 of the 67 people on board. As you heard, Russian President Vladimir Putin did apologize to Aliyev last week for what he called a tragic incident. Less than a week before the House of Representatives votes for a speaker, it's not clear Mike Johnson has enough support to keep his job. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Face the Nation.
Republicans have just one or two votes to spare on anything. That has the possibility of paralyzing things. And we saw 2 years ago, speaker vote was like Gilligan's Island. It was supposed to be a 3-hour vote and ended up being a multi-arc drama with many divergent characters.
Johnson needs at least 218 votes to become speaker. There are 219 Republicans in the House. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some fog around the area and mostly cloudy skies. Our winds light today with highs in the upper 30s. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 20s. Sunshine starts to return Monday, highs approaching 40. It's 33 at our studios.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jadą saneczki, błyszczą gwiazdeczki. Leci z nieba biały śnieżyk, radość dziateczki. Pojęka w domu, co ty zda komu? Myślą o tym dziateczki, gdy słyszą dzwoneczki. Dzwoń, 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 dzwonki dzwoń, zwiastruj dobrą wieść. Jedzie, jedzie, Santa Claus, by radość sercu nieść. Dzwoń, 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 dzwonki dzwoń, podarunki wieść. Dla mamusi i tatusia i dla dzieci też. Dzwonią dzwoneczki, widać saneczki. Jedzie w nich święty Mikołaj dla was dziateczki. Dużo pracy ma, wszystkie dzieci zna. Spełni wasze życzenie, każdemu coś ich da. Dzwoń, 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 dzwonki dzwoń, zwiastruj dobrą wieść. Jedzie, jedzie, Santa Claus, by radość sercu nieść. Dzwoń, 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 dzwonki dzwoń, podarunki wieść. Dla mamusi i tatusia i dla dzieci tych. Dniom dzwoneczki widać saneczki. Jedzie w nich święty Mikołaj dla was dziateczki. Dużo pracy ma, wszystkie dzieci zna. Spełni was życzenie każdemu coś gda. Dzwoń, 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 dzwonki dzwoń, zwiastuj dobrą wieść. Jedzie, jedzie, Santa Claus, by radość sercu nieść. Dzwoń, 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 dzwonki dzwoń, podarunki wieść. Dla mamusi i tatusia i dla dzieci też.
Yes, Zeddy Bluzoncik and the Versatones kicking things off here on the Polka Party with Jingle Bells, the Polish edition, and I hope you enjoyed that. It's, my goodness, Christmas is here and gone, but we still have the 12 days of Christmas, so we're going to continue with some more of that type of music, also mixing it up, and let's see what else happened here. Oh, our postal service was running a little late a couple of weeks back, and there was a program that was supposed to have aired, and we apologize that I'm sure another one was aired in its place. And I kind of felt bad because I also had my girl's birthday in there and other things. So we're going to make up for that today. We're going to take excerpts from that program and put it into this one. And it should be good. I'm Tim the Polka Guy, keeping you company. I just was a little miffed about that. That's all. Just took 5 days to get a package from Adams all the way up to Wisconsin Rapids. I could have driven it there, but I just was doing other things. And I figured, oh, they'll get it in time. Not quite. So let's continue with some music with the new brass. And that's... Jingle Bells, no, what is it? Merry Holly Jolly Christmas.
Dziadka wesoła, gruz tam szczypi pod nogami i saneczki razem z nami.
gwiazd, a błysła tam na wschodzie gwiazd. Tu nie mówimy swym dziecinie, cóż się budzi dziś na wodzie, hałas niebios nam. Pędzą sanki do kościoła, tam śpieszy dziadka wesoła. Rus tam szybki pod nogami i saneczki razem z nami. Weseli i anieli, świat się budzi i wyziera, i każdy śpiewa. Pędzą sanki do kościoła, tam śpieszy dziadka wesoła. Chrust tam szypi pod nogami i saneczki razem z nami.
Listening to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show right here on AM 1320 FM 97.5 right here on the Civic Media Network. Tim Hubble keeping you company. Of course, lots of good stuff coming your way. We're actually digging back into a program I put together back for the, the 21st? And we're taking excerpts out of that program also to make up for it. Got some stuff here from the Three Stooges. They made two records. One with some Christmas tunes on it. The other one just, we're coming to your house to break up the joint. And it was a kid's record. And it was back from 1959, I do believe. And what else we got coming your way here? Some other, 1980. There was a record from the Great White North with the McKenzie brothers, Bob and Doug. They were actually an early Mike Myers and Dave Thomas. They're originally from Second City TV, and they put together that album. So we're going to have them sing you the 12 Days of Christmas. We'll get to that here, too, today. So just trying to make up for a few things that we missed. So let's see here. Let's continue. Right now, we have Jerry Darlick, and the question is, how did Santa get so fat?
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Right,
hey, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Hey, did you guys hear the story how Santa Claus got so fat?
No.
You didn't? Well, the story goes like this.
Far out from the Northland, Saint Nick came in his sled, and he looks to me this year like he has been well fed. His tummy is so round, out. He must have had a lot of sausage and sauerkraut. As he drove through the city in his wide open sled, I asked Saint Nick to tell me, how did he get so fat? Under his beard he smiled, and then he said to me, I'm staying at the North Pole with a Polish family.
Woo-hoo! dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Rust and snow, the heater broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my two front tires, it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the county cop. I had to drag Jeff Walker to get my car to stop. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Bouncing through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get the shop going to pick up the layaway. Cause Santa Claus is coming soon in big old rusty sleigh. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet.
Neil Zunker and the Music Connection, and the Rusty Chevrolet. Well, as I was saying before, the album I found here from the Three Stooges, friend Greg Drust had these in his collection, and so I had a chance to make copies of them for myself, because they're very rare, and you don't find these too much anymore, and if you do, they're usually pretty much beat up, so... Let's see what Mo and Curly Joe and Larry have to say.
"'Tis the night before Christmas, and all through the town, everything's coming loose, everything's falling down. Be careful with that holly.
Don't nail anything to the wall, I'm warning you. Use Scotch tape. Scotch tape is better.
For paper, it's good. For holly, it's rotten.
Watch out what you hang on that chandelier. It's not strong.
Tinsel, tinsel, it's only tinsel.
It's too much tinsel.
What harm could one more teeny-weensy piece of tinsel do? Here, I'll show you. There. See?
We hang our day decorations with care.
The whole house is a mess.
And we cry in despair.
Don't lick the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. Decorating can be folly. Folly, 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 folly.
I told you it wouldn't hold. You wouldn't listen.
That hurt.
No, it didn't. This one will hurt.
Ouch! Hey, you're right.
Holly leaves are sharp like stingers. Fa la 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 la. Handle them with dainty fingers. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, my finger! It's bleeding.
Serves you right. I told you it was sharp. That tree is not straight.
It's leaning.
It's too much decorations on the left side.
No, it's not enough decorations on the left side.
You're both wrong. It's not enough on the top. Here, I'll show you.
No, don't put anything more on the top.
Come down from there.
Ooh.
Watch out what you're doing.
Ooh. It's dangerous. I'm warning you. I'm telling you, it's a
timber! Come on, Larry. Let's get Curly Joe out from under that tree again.
Over the hills with the falling snow. We like to take an old-fashioned sleigh ride. You and I, together we go.
Walter Ostenick and the gang singing a sleigh ride song there, huh? The old-fashioned sleigh ride. And he's the Canadian's polka king, Walter is, yeah. So with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the Polka Party Variety Show and with Tim the Polka Guy. So stick around, lots more on the way.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Party. Yep, we got the Bob and Doug McKenzie boys together on an album from 1980. And haven't played this. I shortened it up just a tad. But you're going to enjoy 12 Days of Christmas. So roll 'em, Lester.
Okay, Good Day. This is our Christmas part of the album. And you can play this at your Christmas parties.
or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas. Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, Jesus.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, there should be more there, right?
Where? Go.
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Oh, yeah. More. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, the golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Oh, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
I keep forgetting. Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Holzer.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4 5. And a beer on the board. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. Golden tubes, 4 pounds of bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
Oh. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year, too. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay,
I wanted donuts.
Folks.
But I wanted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
store. You could have gone down
get some
to
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Doug McKenzie. and Bob, yeah, that's Michael Myers and Dave Thomas from years gone by. Good thing too, huh? Oh, we have that old Christmas card coming up right now, and it's by Jim Reeves.
It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me
It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory.
C is for the candy trimmed around the Christmas tree. H is for the happiness with all the family. R is for the reindeer prancing by the window pane. I is for the icing on the cake as sweet as sugar cane. S is for the stocking on the chimney wall. T is for the toys beneath the tree so tall. M is for the mistletoe where everyone is kissed. A is for the angels who make up the Christmas list. S is for old Santa who makes every kid his pet. Be good and he'll bring you everything in your Christmas alphabet.
Capital C
is for the candy trimmed around the Christmas tree.
H
is for the happiness with all the family.
R
is for the reindeer prancing by the window pane.
I
is for the icing on the cake as sweet as sugar cane. S is for the stocking on the chimney wall. T is for the toys beneath the tree so tall. M is for the mistletoe where everyone is kissed. A is for the angels who make up the Christmas list. S is for old Santa who makes every kid his pet. Be good and he'll bring you everything in your Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas Alphabet, and that is the McGuire Sisters. So with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party and mixing it up with some other things. I also came across that Whistling Drifting Snow. Remember the Whistling Drifting Sand? Well, this is a parody, and it's for all you Norwegians out there. So we'll get to that, too, right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief, 179 people have been killed in a plane crash at an airport in southwestern South Korea. CBS News Transportation Safety Analyst Robert Sumwalt.
This is a Boeing 737-800. This is not
the 737 MAX that was grounded a few years ago for 20 months.
There's a growing split between anti-immigration activists and President-elect Donald Trump. He supports a visa program that allows highly skilled people to come to the U.S. New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler on ABC.
The H-1B visa program, in which you're talking about 65,000 visas plus an additional 20,000 for those with master's degrees, the fact is, you know, that is critical to our economy.
The Supreme Court could become even more conservative, says CBS's Jan Crawford on Face the Nation.
Donald Trump will probably get his fourth nomination to the Supreme Court either this year or maybe next year.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some fog around the area and mostly cloudy skies. Our winds light today with highs in the upper 30s. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 20s. Sunshine starts to return Monday, highs approaching 40. It's 33 at our studios.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Shh! Want to hear a secret? But you have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, L-A-U-R-A dot B-E-R-G-H at civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back with more of some great tunes here on the Sunshine Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. My girl Wendy Barnett had a birthday on the 19th, and the radio show didn't make it to the station in time, so we're going to have to make up for it. Sorry about that, dear. It's going to be a little belated, but we're going to play a Steve Meisner song for her because she liked his band, and he also liked playing tunes for her. So we'll bring me some sunshine there, Wendy. Happy birthday! sunshine. Baltic Inn, and that was recorded at the Hiawatha Inn in Sturtevant a while back when Steve had his little three-piece band together there. Okay, well, we're going to turn our attention now to a old 78 recording that Madman Michaels put together in Milwaukee. He was a radio DJ. And he put together a couple of tunes, the Charnina Kid, and this one here is like The Night Before Christmas, and it relates to a lot of things in Polish, so you'll get a kick out of this, I think.
Was the night before Siud, that all through the dirt, not a creature was stirring the Charnina, so it burnt. The Prenshahi was hung by the Kumin with care in the hope that Gyazdor soon would be there. The Chuvchina Iwapi was nestled all snug under Pijina, while dreams of Kruschikis was mixed with Charnina. Stella in her babushka and I in my chopka had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Then, out on the lawn, there arose such a noise, Pa must be home with some of the boys. From the Pijina to the Alkno, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter with a terrible crash. The moon on the snow was ghostly and white. I looked all around, Pa was nowhere in sight. But what to my wondering Achi should appear but a miniature Sanki and eight tiny Sarna. A little old driver, just like in the Shunchka, It was Gyazdor chewing on a jelly-filled punchka. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he shouted and whistled and called them by name. Now Stanley, now Yutch, now Kashmir and Stash, on Zygmunt, on Ben, on Clement and Boleslas. Up to the housetops his coursers they flew, a sankey full of Zabotki and Gyazdor too. Then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the Tainchish and Krokoviak of each tiny hoof. I drew in my head and was turning around when down the Kumin Gyazdor came with a bound. He was dressed all in futro from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all covered with ashes and soot. A vodak full of zabotki he had flung on his back, and he looked like a petlas just opening his pack. His achi did twinkle, his dimples were merry. He had shavona poliki and nose like a cherry. His usta was covered with traces of prune whip, and I looked at his brada, and did I ever flip? He was round and groovy, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. His legs were so short he should have worn stilts, and he shook when he laughed like a bowl full of zilts. Jean Dobry, he said. Jean Koya, I replied. When he answered, Jean Kropa, I pretty near died. Don't you mean Jean Autry?
What are you, wise guy or mrook? I said Jean Kropa. I'm no cowboy. I'm a cool cat.
That's all that he said and went straight to his work. He filled all the prain shahi, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose, as I pushed from beneath, up the kumin he rose. He sprang to his sanki, to his sarna gave a whistle. And away they all flew like the shot from a pistol. But I still hear him shout as I sleep on my cot.
Tazawik shiun to all, and to all a dobranot!
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save!
The energy.
What's he gonna do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've gotta understand history if you're ever gonna write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by here on the Polka Party. We've got about 5 minutes or so left in our program, and I wanted to make sure, well, then we'll put this away for another year, and it's the Whistling Drifting Snow, and we're then going to put it away for the winter time. So let's get that cooking right now.
'Twas a cold December evening, and the wind began to blow, and soon everything was covered by the drifting, whistling snow.
I found the valley of the drifting, whistling snow between two great big snowbanks when I opened my door next morning. And for hours and hours I wandered aimlessly through the snow, seeking the answers to the many questions that was racing through my feeble brain. Where was everything? Where was the sidewalk? Where was my driveway? My Olya Lapi? At last I was all pooped out, So I took a shoe of snooze and scratched my head and wondered where to go. Then all at once I realized I was a prisoner here in the valley of the drifting, whistling snow. Then my wife, she whispered to me, I got to go to Lady's Aid. Shovel out that old jalopy, and she handed me the spade. Now the settlers and the miners fought those crazy Navajos. But I tell you, that was nothing like the drifting, whistling snow. So I took my scoop and started where that old jalopy stood. And after endless hours of shoveling snow, all I saw was just the hood. Then the snow began to whistling, and the wind began to blow. And my jalopy still is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow. How I left my old snow shovel lying there upon the snow. While I went in the house to dry my hands and warm my frozen toes. While I was gone, the snowbank began to grow and grow. Now my shovel too is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll put that one away here for this year, and we'll dig it out again next year. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Glad you could join us. If you're out and about with our sponsors, make sure you tell them you heard it here on FHR. And that way we keep our program going. You know, they know their dollars, advertising dollars, is working for them. So we're going to close up right now, I do believe. And thank you all for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. Bye, everybody.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night, the party is over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people. Laugh and dance and look at you, you're having fun. Look at us, we're up here smiling. There's no use in crying. Yes, sirree, you and me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night, the party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Turn out the lights.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. South Korea's acting President Choi Sang-mok has addressed the nation after a horrific plane crash at an airport in the country's southwest. 179 people were killed. He's heard here through an interpreter.
The government will declare Muan a special disaster zone and provide all necessary support for recovery efforts, assistance to families who lost their loved ones, and treatment for the injured people.
Reporter Alex Jensen is following developments from Seoul.
It may be weeks before flight data can be decoded after black box damage, but there has been much speculation about a bird strike at least being a factor. Two flight attendants have been receiving hospital treatment, the only survivors among 181 on board the plane that crashed at Muan International Airport.
Severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes have made their way through Georgia and northwestern Florida. WHNT-TV reporter Archie Snowden says Athens, Georgia was hit hard.
A tree that once stood for nearly a century is now on top of some cars and HVAC units, and debris from businesses are now